Okay, I'm sure you're all waiting for this. Daf Lamed Gimel, the Pesach thought. And the Pesach thought is like this. So it starts off the beginning of the Daf talking about Arbe, and talking about some wild animals, and talking about some Dever. So three of the 10 Makas are right away mentioned in the beginning of the Daf. Okay. And then the Daf starts talking about different things that come because of the oven of Lashon Hara, Asker Balaylam. And Lashon Hara is something that we all know we have to work on. And our mouths have to be different, Nivol Peh. The mouths of the night of the Seder. All right, so we have a couple of hints of things that we need to focus on about the Yontif. But here comes the real amazing message from the Daf. Alamed Gimel Amud Beis, the story of Reb Shimon Yochai says, he goes running away for 12 years in a cave. And then the Gemara says the following words. Hang on to your seats. Asa Eliyahu. Eliyahu Novi came, come up Ischud Marosa, and went, stood by the entrance of the cave to let Shimon Yochai know it's time to come out. And what does he say? The Miss Kesar, the Kesar died, Ubatl Xerase, and the Xeris are Batl. Time for you to come out. So let's think. Eliyahu Novi hasn't been mentioned in the Gemara since the beginning of Brachas. Pesach night, Eliyahu Novi, standing at the cave of Shimon Yochai. And Chazal tells us Shimon Yochai was the Gilgal of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the schus of Moshe, the Chazvarim say, is how we're going to be nigal with the schus of Torah in the future Geula. So here it is, Eliyahu standing by the entrance of the cave of Reb Shimon Yochai, the Gilgal of Moshe Rabbeinu. He's standing there right now, the night of Pesach. That's what the Daf is telling us. He's waiting for us. And he's telling us, waiting to say, Batel Gzeirasi, the Gzeiras of Batel. Let's hope and daven that these words should be Mekuyim as we learn this Daf today. And all the Gzeiras should be batal, and we should be standing together with Hashem, Yushalayim, Bimheiro, V'yameinu, Amen.